You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the New Classical FM, and it's Tuesday, which means it's time for the Anti-Noise Pollution League.
Yay!
In which we highlight restaurants that not only give you amazing dining experiences, but as well focus on so it's not so loud and booming so that you can, the music isn't thumping in the background so that you can sit and actually talk to the person across the table from you.
That's what makes it amazing.
That is what makes it amazing. And today we are highlighting the Bloom Restaurant, which is at 2315 Bloor Street West. And with us in the studio is co-owner and manager Franca Luelet. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike and Jean. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for coming here. Now, I was perusing the menu a little earlier this morning, and it's a Spanish Latin American fusion. Is that correct? Would that be the great way to put it?
That is correct. The actual name of this cuisine is Nuevo Latino, which brings together the foods of Spain, which is the mother country.
Of course.
For many of the Latin countries around the world. And then for us, it's also Cuban.
Right.
Nice.
Which, you know, most Cuban cuisine is of Spanish heritage. And the Nuevo Latino movement also includes dishes from Peru, which, of course, we know is one of the best culinary destinations nowadays.
No kidding.
Argentina, with all its beefs and sauces. And we borrow from all over Latin America as we please. So that's Nuevo Latino.
All right. Fair enough.
I was fascinated by what your chef had written on, or you perhaps, had written on your website about Cuba and the trying to appeal to the what the common person would like, and so has lost its spiciness.
Absolutely, and I think that's one of the, the sad things about Cuba is people come back from Cuba, nobody says, wow, I had an amazing culinary experience.
Yes.
Because they usually go to like the all-inclusive resort or whatever, and it's just like a buffet.
A buffet, it's bland food, they're trying to cater to a North American palate, thinking that they have to just make North American food. Yet Cuba is a country that is so rich in culinary traditions because of its Spanish influence, plus a little bit of the Indian remnants Christopher Columbus conquered Cuba. And additionally, you know, there was migration from the Congo region of Africa. So they brought their culinary traditions as well. And so it's a country that is so rich in culinary goods. But unfortunately, anyone that goes to Cuba, unless you happen to get off, you know, the tourist path and go into some of the small towns, you get to taste a little bit of the real Cuban cuisine.
So would I be able to say that if someone like me who adores and appreciates spices galore, I'd love coming to your restaurant?
You'd love coming to a restaurant. You don't come expecting to find the spiciness of Mexico, for example.
I'm not saying that.
Cuban and Peruvian flavors tend to be a little bit more subdued. For Cuban and Spanish cuisine, it's more about sofritos, which is onions, garlic, olive oil, saffron, those kind of flavors. Then Cuba adds a citrusy, or actually even Spain, citrusy flavors.
Right.
And then with Peru, it's a lot of peppers, you know, smoked peppers, that kind of flavor. So you're not going to get the jalapeno, that kind of
Spices. Yeah, but it's the variations on that. Yeah.
And Mike, flavorful. You have your favorite question that you like to ask, and then I'll go.
Oh. All right, my favorite question I always like to ask people. If I were coming to your restaurant for the very first time, what's the most popular item on your menu?
By far, the paella.
Really?
Yeah. That is our number one seller. And I think it's because most people that have traveled anywhere in Latin America have had the experience of paella. It's something they recognize. They want to taste. And yeah, so that would be the number one. It's made Cuban style. So it does have a variety of different flavors. So the chef puts chicken and lots of seafood and chorizo, which gives it that lovely flavor, and a bit of rice, of course.
Now my follow-up question to that is always, what's your favorite
on the menu? Oh, my gosh. My favorite on the menu is the chupe, which is a very classical Peruvian dish. In terms of to kind of associate it in North American style, it is like a bouillabaisse, but it is a South American Peruvian bouillabaisse. So lots of peppers, smoked yellow peppers from Peru.
Nice.
And then the seafood is cooked in that. and served with a beautiful cornbread. So you could just grab that sauce at the end.
I'm getting hungry.
I know. I'm really hungry to begin with.
Now, something else I noticed that you have on specific evenings, you have performers come.
That's right.
And what I like about that is it's important to know when those things are so that you can go and attend that, but you also can go when they aren't performing so that you can have a little bit more quiet and intimate conversation.
Absolutely. So we made it our mandate to have music that is pleasing. So if you come to Bloom, you'll hear lots of jazz, mm-hmm. lots of Latin jazz.
Perfect.
That is the music that is mostly in the restaurant. Every once in a while, you know, on a Saturday night, we might put a little salsa, but
sure.
in a very low tone.
Yes.
Because we, you know, one of the things that I really hate is going to a restaurant where the music is for the waiters, not for the patrons.
You know, that's the best way to put it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like, who's this for? So, you know, because we're all Zoomers, most of us mm-hmm. at the restaurant, mm-hmm. I think we've passed the age where, you know, we have to have this booming music in order to get us going during the day. But we do have, every last Thursday of the month, we have our dinner and concert series. My husband, Luis Mario Choa, is a jazz musician in Toronto. So we're so delighted because we get some of Toronto's and Canada's best jazz musicians at Bloom.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And what makes that unique is that we have a quiet policy that is strictly enforced. So it's kind of a dinner concert in an intimate setting mm-hmm. with, you know, so even though, of course, it's music, so it's not quiet throughout the night, but the performance is wonderful because people get to enjoy it without somebody in the next table, you know, whispering or talking.
Yes. So, sure.
Yeah.
How many people can your restaurant serve at once?
Full capacity is about 50, so it's very small, intimate restaurant.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah.
Nice indeed. How do you, are you involved in any, in the chef's process? Does he try, are you like a guinea pig for the chef? Sometimes?
Yes, I'm the backseat driver.
Oh, there's where I was going with that.
I am the backseat driver. I love to research food. I love to see what's new. So it starts with me researching, and if he's listening, he's probably just going crazy.
I don't mean to get you in trouble.
I do the research, but definitely he then puts a special touch. So I might give him an idea to say, hey, you know what? This is the trend. What do you think? And then he will make it his own.
Okay.
And he changes it quite a bit from what I initially proposed, but it is a collaboration.
Teamwork, yay.
Teamwork,
that's
yeah.
what it's all about. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today, and thank you very much for being part of the Anti-Noise Pollution League.
Yes, thank you,
Franca. Both. Have a great day.
We will now. I'm salivating over here. We've been speaking to co-owner-manager Franca Luele of the Bloom Restaurant, a nice Nuovo Latina, is that correct?
Correct.
Oh,
good. Latino, yay.
I got it. All right. And they are at 2315 Bloor Street West in downtown Toronto. They're part of the Anti-Noise Pollution League. If you want to find out more about restaurants that serve not only outstanding food, but have low-key music so that you can enjoy the company that you're with while you are enjoying your dining, you can follow them on our Facebook page, the Anti-Noise Pollution League page. Go to our website, classicalfm.ca, and find out more.